Today's topic will be about brand new Ocean's 8. Now, the movie was made when they wanted to remake it for an all-females cast version. Ocean's 11 starring George Clooney. But now, they want to make one to fit the new liberal agenda in the narrative of 2018. But when they started to create it, everybody started trying to make it seem like it was going to be like the new Ghostbusters came out in 2016. Which was a dive bomb piece of trash movie. But Ocean's 8's exactly like its failure. One good. And the one Indian lady off the office thinks that her name's Mindy. She had she had this one show for Hulu or something. Or Amazon, I can't remember which one. But now, she's blaming white critics for the failure of the movie. I think it's just she's just trying to make up for all of its failure, which was. Now, she's blaming all white males because of the critics, which 80% of critics are male. She says it's their fault. But it's not their fault that the movie was bad. I mean, it's their job to decide what's good, what's bad. That's what they get paid to do. I mean, that's what they got paid. It's their job. You get paid to do your job right. And there have been plenty of movies that can have a woman leading it. I mean, Hunger Games. That movie was very successful. No matter what, that movie's always been successful. Had a book and had everything. And yet, female protagonist. But yeah, they don't want to look at that. They just want to make sure that all the liberals are happy and everything goes right for them. And they want to triumph everybody. And that's what I think. Starting to be bullcrap now, 2018. Everything has to go right for certain people and fit a narrative in 2018. Everybody now has to conform to the new things of what everybody wants. Mainly with the liberals who run the world, or attempting to, because, well, I know they lost, but Donald Trump's trying to fix that. He doesn't want them to be able to say. He doesn't want them to get the upper hand in anything. They're trying to fight against our nation, and they're trying to make it what they want, not what's good best for America, but what they want. So that's why the entire country wants us the best way we can. But not all people agree with everything that's best. But hey, the world's going to be, not everybody's going to agree at once. But with the new border issue, with the illegal immigrants and their children getting taken, nobody was complaining when Obama put the kids in there. Nobody was complaining. Nobody gave a single fuck. But now, since it's Donald Trump, everybody has to care, because apparently he's this racist bigot. That's not how he actually is. He's a good person. He just wants the best for his home country. And what I think what needs to be fixed is about how they're trying to make everything about him seem like it's all his fault. Yeah. He is always the everything bad, and every time something happens, you know what? It always seems bad that, like, he did it. It's his fault. But things have been like that for a while. If Obama did it, you know what? Nobody remembers it, but you know, when he does it, his fault. But now, things are different. He's white, he's Republican. That's the only difference. Both men, we want to do the best for their country. You know what? Obama, he wasn't a bad thing. Okay, there are things that I didn't really like, or really, like healthcare, and needs change. But Donald Trump is fixing America. He's making it better. But these news things, just their agenda is to make him look bad. I was on the news. I was on Apple. Apple has this news thing. Like if you have the Apple phone, it comes with this news app. I was on there, and it was on just about how it was doing so bad, how he was so wrong. His hand was too small for a water bottle, which meant in which they were trying to imply. Well, they kind of said that didn't use the word. They were implying that meant that he had a small dick. Because that affects America so much. We can't get actual news, not some bullfuck. That makes no sense. Or doesn't affect our country at all. Make it a better place. But you know what? That's how America is now. The world relies on all this stupid bullcrap. It's affecting us and making this world harder to live. I'm America's next generation. I'm part of that. And yet they still just want to make up. They still are just arguing about things that are. They're trying to make the LGBTQRSTV thing so complicated. It makes absolutely no sense. Don't get me wrong. I don't care if you're gay or lesbian. I don't care. Or bi, whatever. I don't care. That's you. That's who you are. Who cares? But then there's those people. They're like, I don't feel like this. I'm going to get my dick chopped off. That is just weird. Creepy. Did you know they're gonna be dude turned into a woman and they're come out with their pedo vans as free candy and apps? No, I don't want those people around here. This is a free country and people think, and that's just creepy. They just need a man to fuck up and grow a pair, or I don't know what we're gonna do for the future. This is America. I don't know how we're going to be able to last through this, through next generations, when you're not exactly, you're rooted for if you're minority or a woman. If you're a white male, no, you're bad. They root it against you no matter what. They don't like you because they think, and they always act like the world, everybody's against black people or Asians or Indians or Hispanics or whatever. It's like you're all against them. I actually hope for the best for you. I don't care if you're, man, I just want you, as long as you're a good person. I don't care what you do, as long as you don't try to mess with everybody. Mess with people makes people's lives bad. If you come to this country legally, I don't care. You know, I think you're a good person just for being strong enough to be able to know how to get into this country legally and do it fairly. You know what? My ancestors had to come to this country legally. They did. Irish immigrants. Yet there are people that get in this country illegally. And yeah, I'm like, how come my ancestors had to work hard to get in this country? These people get them for free. But that was a big selling point on Donald Trump's. You know, they all call him saying he's against immigrants and stuff. Yet, isn't he married to one? He married one. You know what? That was long before he won. You know what? She came here legally. He doesn't hate immigrants. He doesn't like illegals. Because you know what? People work hard to get in this country legally. But yet, there's people coming in illegally. And he's mad. And the wall's getting built right now. I thought it was a gimmick. I didn't really think it was going to be when he promised. You know, he's starting. They're building it. It's becoming true. It's becoming a real life physical form right now. In that is, I think that's going to make something new for America. He's putting his power and shoving it down those liberals' throats to show them what he can do and why and how fast he can do it. And he's making sure that they know it. He's making sure they know what he can do, how he can do it, how fast he can do it, and what he can do. Because he has control of this country now. They always say that he's bigot and stuff. Let's change the topic now. Going like gay marriage. You know, he's against. He said he was against it. But you know what? He's not against gay people. You know, he's 7 years old. When he was a kid, that wasn't accepted. He was raised like, you know, that was put into his mind as a kid. This is new time, I understand that. But you know, this is a different time. Things have changed, but you know what? That was put, he'll live by it, and you know, it's not. Sure, just let him be, come on, it's fine. But you know what? Hillary Clinton and Obama both said that they were against gay marriage, but you know what? They didn't care as much as they do as much now. And I think that it really affects how everybody sees stuff now. And they think that he is one of the worst people alive. But I think that's really weird to know that everybody doesn't like him. But yet, everybody wants to hate on for doing what he knows and what he can do best. But I think that he's trying to fight and make America good. And speaking of Donald Trump and stuff, he's a good person. Don't hate on him. Speaking of Trump, it just brings talk to my mind. T.I. the rapper read this article. Apparently he's from Atlanta or somewhere around there. And what happened is, there's a new rule that came in the NFL saying that if you kneel, you are going to get fined. If you're outside on the sidelines and you kneel, you're going to get fined. And I'm happy for that. I think that's a good idea. This is America. You were born here. There are men and women that died for that flag. And you're over here standing, saying that you... I don't. It's like basically saying, fuck you to our troops. I love the troops. If I see one in public, I'll be like, thank you for your service, because I'm proud to say I'm an American. I'm proud to say anything, because I'm an American, and I feel protected by the First Amendment and all that. But I'm proud to say I'm American. These people can't even stand for their own flag. And if they don't, their lives aren't threatened. So they feel like they can do whatever they want. No repercussions. NFL put. You're going to get fined if you do it. Which I think is actually a good idea. Because now, Americans are boycotting it, saying that they don't, because they love this country. But you know what? Now they feel like they're unappreciated. Especially some soldiers, they feel very unappreciated. Like, oh, you know what? These people are sitting on their ass playing football for fun. And job, when I'm over here putting my life on the line, so they can do it, and they can't even stand for it, what I joined for, I'm shot at, and all this stuff, they can't even stand for it. So now, you're going to get fined. First of all, I agree with that. You deserve to get fined for that. But T.I. the rapper is somehow fucktard. I don't even know. I've heard his name before. I just don't really know him. Because apparently he's not good enough for me to know. Yet he is this retard that somehow thinks he's better than everybody else. And he said that he's going to boycott the Super Bowl, which the Super Bowl's coming to Atlanta this year. And I'm like, go the fuck ahead. Stay home. Nobody's going to miss you. I don't care. And I don't understand why that's such a big story. Who cares? He's this guy that doesn't appreciate America. So who cares if he doesn't show up? It's not going to break my heart if he don't come. I love the NFL. I play football. I love it. Football's so much fun. I love it. But here he is. Gonna be like, Carl, you know what? I'm gonna stay home. Because I don't care about you people. Football's a sport. Now they're turning political. Which I think is stupid. And the motherfuckers at the Jets, they're pretty, it was their manager, their manager said he will pay their fines if they do sit, because he thinks that, well, it's unfair for them to get fined for it, which I think is a little stupid. Which affects the thing of it. That's not what it's supposed to do. He pays fines. They don't want him to pay the fines. That's not what the NFL intended it. That's not why. They put the money for the players to get. That's what's really stupid. That's not how it's supposed to go. That's not what it's meant for it. Oh. Guess it's the chairman. It's the chairman of the... It's the Jets. Yeah, it's the chairman, not the manager. Sorry. But what it is, his name's Christopher Johnson. He will not punish any players that dare to sit during the national or do anything during the national anthem. But you know what? I think that's bullcrap. The Jets? Why? I mean, who cares? I mean, they get rid of a player now. I mean, they're still not going to make it to the playoffs. They're not good. But I said, Mark Sanchez was underrated. I mean, he was able to beat Peyton Manning and Tom Brady on the road during the playoffs. He had one of the best playoff records. He beat both of them, first of all, on the road, too. He beat Peyton Manning at Colts Field in the playoffs and Tom Brady at their field at Gillette Stadium. Foxborough, never mind, sorry. Foxborough during the playoffs. That's back. Okay. Now their team sucks. I mean, they got third round overall pick. I mean, he's a quarterback. Sam Darnold's pretty good, don't get me wrong, but he's not like some. I don't think the Jets aren't going to be that good. You get a quarterback, no weapons. What do you think happened to Johnny? First of all, he didn't really have that good of weapons. His line was, especially with Alshon Thomas. I'm so happy they didn't pick Saquon. He would have been screwed. They had him there. Oh my god, he would get killed. I'm happy they didn't get him. Because what would happen to poor Saquon? He would probably die. And I don't think that's what should be. Not what good for. So I'm happy they didn't pick him. Be a wasted player. But here they come out. Going back. Sorry, I digress. But the thing is, none of these teams are taking the punishment what it's meant to do. Some of these teams are like, I'm not going to punish my players. You're supposed to punish them. This is your country. Without you, capitalism wouldn't be alive. Would you really want to live in a country where you don't have any freedoms? Look at North Korea, for example. They don't have any freedoms. And yet, you want to act like, you know what? Fuck the troops. Fuck our government. Sure, you could say that. But you know what? They protect us. They keep us safe. And they have feelings. They put their time out in other countries away from their families during like Christmas and Thanksgiving. For you to sit your ass down on your knee and basically say to them, fuck you. You're not worth my time to stand. I want to put a message of apparently like injustice into America. While you're out in South Korea, Iraq, trying to train their interests. We ain't fucking going to Iran, hell no. Those fuckers hate us. In South Korea and all this stuff. You know what, they're away from their families. They wish they could be with their families. Here you are, sitting down, saying that you don't care about them. You're saying that. You can do whatever you want, but you're basically saying, fuck you. You don't care about them. I care for our troops, and it breaks my heart every time I see one of them kneel. Because it shows me that you don't care about them, no matter what. You can say what you want. You can do what you want to say. You know what? That's not what I meant. That's what you showed. You couldn't have meant for something to happen, but it happened. Colin Kaepernick's over here. You know what? They say, well, you know what? They let him go because he wasn't the starter at the time anyway. Because, you know, after the Super Bowl against the Ravens, Ray Lewis's last game, after they beat him, you know what? He just fell apart. He wasn't even the starter at the time when he started kneeling. Because, you know, he was just trying to get it. 15 minutes of fame. He wasn't important no more. Nobody cared about him. Nobody really cared. Nobody, it wouldn't affected anybody. Because he wasn't the main starter at the time. He was just trying to get attention. He's an attention whore. But hey, not our job. Not my job to tell you that. But everybody thinks that, oh, you know what? He's such a good person. He's helping out all these people. He's helping out America. The black community. Black community, what are you talking about? He's like, shit. You know what, sometimes these people aren't doing what the police officers say. You know what, those people are trying to get back home. There are times that the police officers and stuff, that those people will legitimately reach down or something, stay in the car, get something, do something. They had not pick up their hands or anything, but they're in here. Police officers are just trying to make it home. They're just trying to be safe. They're just trying to, you know, back to their families, into their... They got families they need to get to. They got mom. They got wife. They got wives. They got husbands. They got kids. They got parents. They got family they need to get back. They want to get back to home to. Here you are telling me that you don't like them. These people are just trying to make it. Sometimes it is unwarranted and the police officer deserves it. But I mean, hey. They all paint police officers all as these dirty people. They just want to arrest black people, don't you? No. I know some pretty good cops that aren't like that. They paint a picture. Those liberals, they're weird. For one thing, when it comes to Muslim stuff, they say, think of the mind, don't judge the majority based on the minority. But isn't that what they do with cops? That's exactly what they do. They judge all of them for like nine of them doing like bad mistakes. Thousands of cops. One of them, But none of them really care when it, if, most of them are just trying to get, most of these people are just trying to get attention sent. And you know what? I can get 15 minutes of fame by doing this. Whoop-dee-doo. Congratulations. But hey, none of them really care when it, if some, if, they all think that if it happens to black people, it doubles in how bad it is, or like triples or something. Just like it affects them by like, it affects, it's like on a new level. Does it to a white person? Level 1. Does it to a black person? Level 2. Because it really seems like anytime they do something, it's worse. But now, this is America. Good morning, boys. Talk to you later.